this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency...
We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin from Washington. The White House has just announced...
Here is a news bulletin. Shots have reportedly been fired.
Here's another late development, and this news keeps coming in.
This is an NBC News hotline report.
Special report. Verdict sparks violence. National guard...
Time, we are bringing you the full story of what happened. We are giving you all the evidence based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, the places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Can your heart stand the shocking facts of the true story of Joshua P. Warren?
From the land of the sky and to high strangers around the globe, this is Speaking of Strange with Joshua P. Warren.
And the world is becoming more and more insane every day. Welcome to the program that gives you breaking news and insight regarding the paranormal and downright weird, where the unusual becomes usual and we don't just discuss it, we go in the field to investigate. Hey, here's one from the Canary Islands. Apparently, a veterinarian at a zoo walked outside and was shocked to find a loose gorilla running around the zoo. So, this responsible veterinarian ran into the office, came out with a tranquilizer gun, and promptly shot this gorilla. Problem is, it turns out, well, this was actually an employee of the zoo in a gorilla suit. The disguised worker fell to the ground and was soon transported to a local hospital. He arrived in serious condition, reportedly from an allergic reaction to the dart, which contained a powerful sedative, obviously capable of putting down a gorilla. They say that, and this is one of the dumbest things I've ever read, the man supposedly had donned a gorilla suit to run around the park and some kind of a drill to prepare employees for an actual animal escape, and they say this veterinarian did not know that the exercise was in progress, and that's when the guy got shot. So a lesson to be learned there for all zoo employees. Well, let me tell you, we have a lot of strange stories for you this evening, and that's what we enjoy delivering on this program. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, author of books like Haunted Asheville, How to Hunt Ghosts, and The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan. I'm founder and president of Lemur Paranormal Investigations. My producer and engineer is Mr. Sam the Animal Steel.
Roar. Evening, Sam. Well, give me some of those gorilla tranquilizers, please.
You're the kind of guy who'd probably just shoot those things up at a party.
No, you know? I'd cook them up first and powder them and supplement them. I don't know.
Okay. One way or another, you would get them into your system.
You know
and
it.
Enjoy it. That's why we call you the animal. And another wild beast on the loose this strange weekend is investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. How are you hanging in there tonight, Shelley Wright?
Oh, I'm doing great.
It's been a weird past few days. You know, we had Friday the 13th yesterday. The full moon has been upon us. Mercury's been in retrograde. There's just a weird energy altogether. And you've been feeling some of this energy, haven't you, Shelley?
Oh, I have. I really have.
Well, you know what? I think that because it is 2014, and by the way, a lot of people actually believe that some of this transformative stuff that everybody expected to happen in 2012 is actually kicking in now. There are historians who have said anytime there's an energy transfer on a cosmic scale, it's so giant, it takes a couple years for it to kick in. This is the year when it's actually going to start, you know, well, it's already started, seeping through our lives. And so I am bringing on the show tonight a guest who is an expert on energy fields. He is really, as far as I'm concerned, a real-life Jedi. He's an old friend, and he is a man who has been on Ripley's, believe it or not. They actually call him the human stun gun. He's been on popular shows like the Steve Harvey Show. He has been on the History Channel's Superhumans, in which they were literally documenting his superhuman powers, a controversial man who does demonstrations where he knocks people down without even touching them. Grandmaster Tom Cameron is going to be on next hour. That's pretty cool, huh?
Very cool. I'm going to have to check out that episode. I didn't see, I didn't know of him at the time, but I liked that show. Superhumans.
Yeah.
The guy who did the leaps over the cars and did you see the super jumping guy?
I didn't see the super jumping guy, but wasn't there one where this guy, he was like magnetic forks
magnetic dude
attach themselves to him?
Yeah, lots of craziness.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be on hour number two, and I just want to let everybody know this. You may have heard this already, but if not, I've known Grandmaster Tom Cameron for so long and have spent so much time in the field, and he has taught me so many exercises that there came a point a few years ago when I was in Chicago, and he said, you know, Josh, I've taught you so much, so many techniques, that you are pretty much at like first-degree black belt level. And who doesn't want to be a black belt, right? That's like on everybody's – well, maybe not – it should be on everybody's bucket list. So I said, what do I have to be, Tom? You know, what do I have to do to make it to black belt? And he says, well, I'm going to put a big stack of concrete bricks in front of you, slabs. And if you can break them all properly, then I will qualify you as a first degree, you know, honorary black belt. But you should know that if you do this improperly, it's probably going to break your wrist. And this was not some kind of a joking proposition. And, you know, it's one thing, you watch these guys get on TV and do this, and you think, oh, that must be easier than it looks, or they wouldn't be doing it. But when you actually pick up one of these big, like, concrete slabs, and you're like, whew, this is a real thing. This is a real object.
If you're winded before you even actually get to hit it, then this might be an ordeal. You're like, woo, I just lifted the brick.
And I mean, this is a dense piece of material. I mean, they buy these things at Lowe's, okay? I mean, this is not like some – it's not like there's some special martial arts supply store that sells you foam bricks that you use for these demonstrations. No, I mean, they literally go to Lowe's, they buy a bunch of these things, and they stack them up there. Now, granted, they do need to be stacked in a certain way so that, you know, the laws of physics do apply. They can't be too short. They can't be too long. They need to be a certain length and width and all that. But when you stack a bunch of these up and the guy says, all right, you're going to punch through all these, but by God, if you don't listen to me and do this right, you're going to break your wrist. Suddenly, a whole new reality kind of kicks in, and you have to question, like, you know, is it worth the risk, really?
Which risk is it?
Yeah. But I knew this was, you know, my opportunity. And so my friend Dean Worsing, he rolled video. So it's like, hey, for better or for worse, we're going to capture this. And Tom, right there on camera, gave me all these very detailed instructions. And when I drew back and smashed through this stack of bricks like the Hulk, and they all just broke beautifully right down the middle, it was one of the best feelings I've ever had. And I actually posted that video on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel that has like over a million views. I've got a lot of videos on there. And if you just go to YouTube and type in Joshua P. Warren, then you'll be able to find my channel. And it's one of those. It's called like How to Break Bricks or something
like
that.
We're doing it right now, actually.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up right now. I want to see it.
Yeah. And so point being here, I have such admiration for Tom Cameron because, you know, hey, he gave me a black belt. So, he's coming up hour number two. I'm really looking forward to that. And goodness, we just have so much weird news that we're going to dig into tonight. As a matter of fact, here is a story. Oh, my goodness. I think I might want to save that one. Yeah, I tell you what. We're going to talk about this after the break. I've got like some of these simple, kind of quirky little weird stories. But there is one story that I read here that has really captured my imagination. It's about what it's going to take to put people on Mars. And you know, I went to NASA earlier this year in Houston, and I got a nice big tour, and I got to see the vehicle that they are supposedly going to send people to Mars in and all that. And when we think of people going to Mars, we think of somebody or some small group of people getting in some little ship and firing themselves off through the cosmos for 6 months or however long, and hopefully they safely land, and then – you know, we'll see how it goes. Maybe they make it back. Maybe they don't. But there is a whole new concept of how to put people on Mars. And it is sort of what you could call organic panspermia. Apparently, there is a viable technique that is being developed in order to basically – print human beings on Mars. Now, if you don't know what I mean by that, just let that settle with you. And when we come back, I will explain. And mind you, if you happen to be online right now, go to speakingofstrange.com, and you'll find a link to all kinds of interesting things, including some of the tours that we do in the area, like the haunted Asheville ghost tours and ghost hunts. There's also a live chat during the show and a lot of other really cool stuff. So, hey, settle in, kick back, relax, pour a cold beverage, get ready to enjoy 3 hours of pure joy with us tonight. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. This is the program where the unusual becomes usual, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and it's called Speaking of Strange. Hitchhiking the E.T. Highway. I'm your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren. And this is Speaking of Strange, the show where the unusual becomes usual, presented by Wright's Coin Shop. And you can learn more about Wright's Coin Shop if you go to WrightsCoinShop.com. You can also call Miss Shelley Wright at 828-298-5402. And we want to give a shout-out to our buddy Christopher over at Christopher's Computers, because we use his computer technology to bring this show to you.
Thank you, Christopher.
That's right. Christopher, you and your staff are the best. And let me tell you, all of you listening to this show, doesn't matter if you're having a computer problem or a question or you want to get an upgrade, go to ChristophersComputers.com or give them a buzz at 828-670-9800, 828-670-9800.
Sidebar is, you know, the guy who built this computer for the show, my oldest friend here, installed every car stereo that I've ever had.
Really?
Every car stereo from ninth grade until now. Until
really?
Last year. Yeah.
Ooh, I need to talk to you.
No, you don't. He don't like to do it. He charges now.
And that's why you're bumping and thumping in every neighborhood, huh?
Oh, I'm bumping, son. It's my pre-midlife crisis.
Yeah, we're not quite at midlife state yet, but pre-midlife, yeah. You know, everything happens at a faster rate these days, doesn't it?
I bought a BMX bike last week to refurb. Because that's another yeah, an 86 Diamondback. Another pre-midlife crisis.
Okay.
It's better than, like, some things, I guess. Better than a car I can't afford payments on.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
BMX. Wow. Well, that's...
It's pretty cool, dude. When it comes out, it's, like, all mint. It's, like, all original. And I've got it right now soaking in a citric acid. I've learned a lot about chemistry to remove oxidation. Utilizing aluminum foil and canola oil and heat. We got all sorts of stuff going on the back porch that the management doesn't need to know about.
Well, listeners to the show are slowly forming their profile of Sam as a man who is an expert on marijuana and BMXs. You now have the recipes down pat.
A jack of all trades.
Yes. Well, would you like to go to Mars, Sam?
Well, it wouldn't be my first planet, but yeah, I mean, it's kind of far away and, it's small.
Well, you know how that these 3D printers are really taking off.
They're coming down in price.
Yeah, and eventually, I mean, everybody's going to have one because, hey, this is the way to be able to get a physical product without having to ship it.
Pretty cool.
And, yeah, and for those who aren't completely clear on what a 3D printer is, well, it's just like a regular printer, except it prints three-dimensional objects. So, you know, instead of your printer at your house right now that just prints a layer of words or a picture on a two-dimensional sheet of paper, well, you'll have a big canister of some kind of goo, basically, and you'll have a print head, which is able to move three-dimensionally, left, right, up, down, back, forth, and it will add layer by layer this goo into some kind of a shape. And actually, you know, it'll be printing it just like it prints in two dimensions, but it does one layer on top of another layer on top of another layer, and before you know it, you have a physical, a three-dimensional object. And so there's a lot of controversy because some people have already been using this in order to print guns.
I think at first it started with, a piece of a gun. It was like a firing pin. And
yeah.
Now I'm pretty sure they've got it pretty much down to the entire, you know, AR.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wild.
And there was even a guy, I think last year, who used a giant one to print a house.
What? I didn't see that one.
Oh, I saw an article a couple of weeks ago about a 3D printer. They were using it to make a human heart and to make a liver or something for being able to give transplants. And they would use the patient's own blood, theoretically, so that the organ wouldn't be rejected by the body.
Well, that's pretty much what this news story is about. Because, yes, you can use a variety of substances to do the printing with. And, you know, we've been talking about, well, making maybe a part of a gun or a figurine or something using something like a plastic goo. But you could just as easily fill that canister with living organic cells and use them to print body parts, which has been successfully done, and organs and whatnot. So now there are scientists who are saying, well, why go through all the trouble of taking people who live here on planet Earth and propelling them through the cosmos to land on Mars and colonize it when we could just send a much smaller craft that pretty much has a vat of cells and DNA, and the craft lands on Mars, and then a big 3D printer prints people out. And
but now, wouldn't that still take, like, what would be the time to actually send that to Mars?
Well, I don't know that it would be any faster to get it to Mars, but it definitely would be easier than having to train people on, you know, how to make it there.
True, but isn't that part of the problem is, like, it's so far away that it would literally take, like, it would take a long time, would it not?
I think it take. Well, you mean to print the person or for
no,
the person
to
grow up?
For to actually get the apparati up from Earth to Mars.
It's about 6 months.
Is that it?
It's about the same. Yeah, oh, yeah, it's about 6 months.
I thought it was more.
No, and there was a conference that was just recently held in Washington, D.C., and Adam Stelzner, lead engineer of NASA's Curiosity rover mission, said, quote, "Our best bet for space exploration could be printing humans organically on another planet," end quote. So mind you, this is coming from an authority figure. You know, this is not just some, you know, wacko futurist who's talking. And basically it says here, scientists already know that microbes can survive long stints in space. In fact, some scientists theorize that alien microbes hitched a ride aboard comets or meteorites and brought life to Earth. And so it's based on that idea that some biologists believe it's possible to send bacteria to terraform a planet, make its environment at least hospitable for human life. The bacteria would be encoded with human DNA, and then they would sort of try to pre-program the environment to make humans via that programming. A biologist at Harvard said, quote, "It's sort of like an iPod that you send to another planet, and the bacteria can store information very densely," end quote.
All right, well, here's the question is because, you know, people here on Earth have such a problem with things such as stem cell research and, you know, obviously, you know, I remember Dolly, the cow.
Yeah, or the sheep.
The sheep, I'm sorry.
Right.
Do you think it would be a little more tolerable if it was like, hey, we're doing this, but we're doing it out in space?
Well, you know, it's probably more like, hey, you know, just blow your nose and stick Kleenex in a can.
Or I'm just saying that, like, if it's done outside of the realm of Earth, maybe it's like, oh, well, that's going on out there. But then ultimately, I mean, the ramifications could be quite big.
Well, I believe that those people who are against any kind of unnatural birthing process are going to always oppose anything other than a baby coming through a birth canal by the regular means. You know, that's pretty much what I'm thinking here. So, yes, there will always be controversy, but does that mean it won't happen? No.
I don't know.
But
it's creative.
But it's just
your
DNA, though. I mean, what about it? You can't. What about your intelligence and your memories and your
the DNA will grow into a being that will not have this Earth experience. It will be a being that develops in space or on Mars or wherever else. So, hey, I tell you what, we're going to take a break. When we come back, let's bring the conversation back closer to home. Why don't we go into a Burger King story?
Woo.
Yeah. Mm. Here's what happened to a guy at Burger King in Hawaii, and it might make you think twice about, well, eating anything. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange. Yeah, this is the show where we dig into the amazing, the remarkable, the extraordinary, the downright weird. But the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, where your money becomes more money. It's that simple. And if you want to learn more about how that works, well, just go to WrightsCoinShop.com. There's a link there at SpeakingOfStrange.com, or you can call up Shelley Wright yourself, 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. And I have a little interesting online event that I want to tell everybody about real quick. I have been, I've been really staying busy when it comes to my radio appearances lately. Over just the past couple weeks, I have been on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, Fade to Black with Jimmy Church, The Outer Edge with Tim Beckley, Darkness Radio with Dave Schrader, Strange Universe with Sean David Morton, and of course, this show, and one of the things that I've been talking about, of course, is the Wishing Machine, the Wishing Machine Radionics Box. Well, I have gotten so many emails with questions about this and how it works and why that we sell so many of them. And by the way, just over the past couple weeks, we've sold them to China, to Egypt, to India, to Africa. I mean, it's incredible. I'm going to do a free webinar about the Wishing Machine. It's going to be live, where I will sit there and I will. There's going to be like a little chat window where I'm going to take live questions and answer those questions. It's going to be this coming Tuesday, June the 17th, at 7 p.m. East Coast time. And if you would like to be a part of that, it's very simple. All you have to do is go to joshuapwarren.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and there's a little place where you can put your email address in there for my free e-newsletter. And when you do that, I'm going to send you a link, because I don't know exactly what the link is yet, so that you can join in the free webinar and just kick back and watch it. You'll see me sitting there on screen looking really dumb and just telling you whatever I can tell you about the wishing machine, the law of attraction, and answering your questions. So do that now if you want to be a part of that. So before the break, I mentioned that, well, we always love it when we have messed up stories about places like McDonald's or Burger King or Walmart or Starbucks, good Americana. And, well, here's one that has just come out, reported by the Huffington Post from Honolulu, Hawaii. It says here, a former soldier's lawsuit is alleging that he bit into needles when he bit into his Burger King sandwich there.
Are we talking sewing variety?
I don't know that they break it down into that.
Or are we talking drugs or sewing?
It just says needles, so I don't know. I'm assuming it's most likely a sewing needle. Because, you know, I think they would point it out if it had possible drug affiliation. But all it says here is the former Army sergeant's lawsuit says one needle pierced his tongue when he bit into his triple stacker sandwich, and another was lodged in his small intestine, requiring hospitalization. So goes on here to say, well, his wife is quoted as saying, I'm very disgusted with the restaurant and our government and all this. I think we're more irritated than anything. They are claiming that this actually happened on one of the barracks there. I guess there's a Burger King on the barracks.
A PX, yes.
Yeah, something like that. So this has become obviously a big inflammatory situation. They say that this man was also a federal police officer assigned to the Pentagon on 9/11, and it was the terrorist attacks that prompted him to enlist in the Army and serve two tours in Iraq where he injured his back, and now this. But his wife is saying, you know, this is screwed up, but no one agrees to do anything about it. End quote. So a lot of blame is being passed around. It's very odd. Whenever I read stories like that, it kind of reminds me of those old Halloween tales that you hear, like, oh, they're going to give you an apple with a razor blade in it or something like that.
Where did that ever start, I wonder? That whole urban myth.
Yeah, I don't know what the actual origin was, but I do know that even when I was a little kid, I mean, and maybe you had the same experience, Sam, because we're around the same age. But, you know, my mother and father have always been very protective of me and my sister, and they would only let us trick-or-treat at places where they knew the people who lived there. So it wasn't like, you know, here you go, kids, off you go.
Yeah, we were always in the neighborhood, you know.
Yeah.
They'd go with us. It's not like we had to know everybody. But back then, I think when we were younger, people gave out, like, crappier stuff, too, like fruit.
Yeah, but they would put nice, yummy caramel or chocolate on it.
That was cool. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Josh, me and Shelley, while you were talking about Burger King, we just watched How to Break Bricks.
Impressive.
Man, we watched it with no sound on, which made it actually, you know, even more intense in a way. Because, like, I could see you, like, you were, like, getting real focused. You're getting, like, real focused. You're like, oh, and I could see you, like, channeling something. Like, you got real mad. You pulled up something maybe that was, like, really had perturbed you. Or so. I don't know where you went, but you got pretty mad, and you started huffing and puffing. And damn if you didn't just knock them bricks down.
Well, yeah, that's right. And just wait till you watch it with the volume.
I was going to actually put the volume on while you were talking about Burger King and then loop it and have it, because I could imagine it would be like, pwah, 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 pwah.
Well, I tell you what, by the time we come back for the next segment, why don't you get that queued up? And let's just let everybody hear the raw, primal, animalistic roar
it looked
that
powerful.
Explodes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you would not have wanted to be laying there in front of me.
And it was like one section where I could tell for a split second you barely pulled back. You're like, God, I'm not going to do this. You were almost there, and you're like, my wrist is going to break, shatter. But then, like, you pull back, and you had to get, like, in the zone for, like, the video is 3 minutes, 38 seconds long, so, like, a good minute and a half of that is you just huffing and getting in the zone.
Yeah, exactly. And you can hear Tom giving me all these detailed instructions.
Was that Tom?
Yeah,
okay.
That's right. Yeah, well, he wasn't in his gi, you know, or anything like that. This is Tom in his, like, off-duty outfit, like sweatpants and a T-shirt and a backwards cap or whatever. But, you know, he's coming there and he's telling me, like, okay, listen to my voice, focus, this is what you must do. And talk about, I mean, literally absolute focus. Just my mind, and I have a mind that's just constantly racing in all kinds of different directions.
Where did you go? What did you think about? Were you going into a place of anger or a place of, like, emptiness or strength? Or, like, what were you thinking about? What were you focusing on?
What I was focusing on was the space on the bottom of the bricks, like on the other side.
Like putting your hand through.
Yeah, and that basically I wanted to put my hand in that space as quickly and as directly as possible. Now, a lot of it had to do with physical posturing. And that's, you know, Tom said that, you know, the reason that people break their wrist when they do this improperly. And there was a guy 2 weeks before I did this who broke his wrist during a demonstration. And Tom was, you know, there doing the same thing. And the thing is, you have to have the right physical posture. But it starts with rooting your feet into the ground. You know, he talks a lot about, like, the energy of your feet connecting with the earth and bringing all of it up through your body to complete a circuit. And I guess I kind of completed that circuit through those concrete slabs. But yeah. We'll let you guys hear the primal roar of the Hulk smashing some concrete. And
we're going to talk to Tom, right?
He's coming up hour number two. But when we come back from this break, I would like to tell all of you about, well, a new TV show that my friend Zach Bagans is producing. Now, Zach Bagans is the star of Ghost Adventures. Well, he has a new show coming out, and I'll tell you what that is when we return. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
You hardly ever saw Granddaddy down here. They only come to town about twice a year. Sophisticated, I'm such a loser. She knows how to.
sophisticated, so sophisticated.
We are in the final minutes of hour number one on tonight's Speaking of Strange. Oh, do we have a treat for you next hour? We're going to have Grandmaster Tom Cameron, Death Touch Tom, the human stun gun with us. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and this is the program where the unusual becomes usual. And once again, remember now, if you want to just go downtown and have a great time, just have fun in Asheville, take one of our ghost tours. They were created and designed by me, the oldest and original tours in Asheville. Go to hauntedasheville.com, hauntedasheville.com, and just check out the options, pub crawls, all kinds of cool stuff, hauntedasheville.com. Now, of course, next hour we are going to talk to Grandmaster Cameron, and I believe
– is he an MC, by the way? Grandmaster, is his resume? He's like the human stun gun and rapper.
Grandmaster Flash Cameron, yes. And he is, he's a guy who is capable of training even little wimps like me how to become black belts and break bricks. And as Sam, the animal still, during the break, you watch the video of me destroying some bricks. And we can't show it through the radio, but we
Not
can provide
yet.
Theater of the mind. You want to give people a little taste of what it was like?
Okay, well first off, me and Miss Wright over here, we watched it with the volume down, which was in its own way very amusing.
It was.
Because, you know, you're wearing some pajamas, and it's like
black.
Angry Josh in black pajamas, and you're standing in front of some bricks. But then you see you getting like, you know, and at this point we haven't heard it yet. So we don't know exactly what's going on, but it looks pretty intense. And then we listened to it during the break there, and this is what we heard. This is towards the end, okay? Are you folks ready? Theater of the mind. Picture Joshua P. Warren in his black pajamas. And one, two, count them, three. What are those, three-inch slabs? Maybe.
They're big, thick things.
They're pretty,
I don't know.
Pretty thick. They're at least three, 3 to 4 inches thick slabs of like granite or slate, like a thick stone. Here we go.
Breathe in once. Tick, 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 tick. Release. Go.
And that was what you would see on the YouTube video. There is like this moment of, at first, you're a shock. You're like,
did
I just do that?
Did
I just do that? And then you're like, I just did that. I just did it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like the triumph, and like your queen should be playing in the background.
And it really did. I was a little sore after that in the wrist, and I had kind of like a scrape on my hand. So, I mean, and the reason I bring that up is because, you know, there is a real physical connection that's taking place here. I mean, this is not something that is done for show business or done for, you know, sideshow business. I mean, no.
This is done for the love.
Well, I did it because, hey, I wanted to be a badass, you know. I wanted to because if I can do that, well, you're mincemeat, Sam, right? What can I do to you?
Is that a challenge from the Bermuda Triangle?
Yeah.
Ooh, I will You listen here, Joshua P. Warren.
But what? No, actually, I got to tell you, before we come up on this break, the guy that I know who has the biggest arms, the biggest build, the guy who's the Mac Daddy that all the ladies really love is Zach Bagans. And Zach Bagans is famous because he is the star of Ghost Adventures. And I have been on Ghost Adventures. I've also been on Paranormal Challenge, produced by Zach Bagans. I was one of the stars in every episode of Paranormal Paparazzi, produced by Zach Bagans. And that guy has biceps that are as big around as my thighs. And he has a new show coming out. It's not Ghost Adventures. It's called Vampire Adventures. Yeah. And he's not going to be hosting it. It's going to be hosted by Father Sebastian, who leads a huge vampire following. And this guy's going to travel all over the world to various destinations rich in vampire lore. So that's going to be interesting. Keep your eye out for Zach Bagans' Vampire Adventures. Well, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we are going to have the Jedi, the Grand Master, the Death Touch Master, the Human Stun Gun, Tom Cameron, with us, and we may even do a little experiment or two on the air, and who knows, we might even teach you some tricks. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange.